What a shitty fucking week. It's so good to be back home. Oh, hey babe, sorry about the noise. I'm not in the best mood right now. The door's fine, I didn't slam it that hard. Yes, I remember what happened last time. Look at the hinges, they're still in place, aren't they? Ugh. So just forget about it. I didn't fucking break anything. And even if I did, I'd just pay to replace it again. Is that all? Or do you want to bitch about something else I did? Ugh, damn it. Babe, wait. I'm sorry I snapped at you. I didn't mean anything by it, I just... This has been the worst week I've had in a long time. I didn't want to worry you, so I've been keeping it to myself. But you deserve to know what's going on. Things keep going wrong at the office, and my boss is going crazy. She even threatened to fire me today. Can you believe that shit? Getting rid of me would be the stupidest decision that bitch has ever made, and she knows it. All the projects she brags about to the board of directors, my handiwork. I'm the reason she still has that cushy job of hers, and yet she has the nerve to threaten me. Ugh, you see how much fire's coming out of my eyes? It's obvious how I feel, but I shouldn't take it out on you. Ugh, come here. I was wrong to yell at you. Can you forgive me? Thanks, babe. You know I love you, right? More than anything in the world. But sadly, work problems aren't the only thing I'm dealing with. I've also been feeling more aggressive for some reason. Yesterday I almost got into a fight with some succubi at the gym. And last night, when you fell asleep before me, I got the urge to rip off your underwear and mount you. No warning, no consent, just climbing on top and riding you until my pussy's dripping with cum. I think I might be in heat. Yeah, I know, it has been a while since that last happened. We had sex a few days ago, but my body's acting like it hasn't been touched for weeks. I even got a little wet when we kissed. Yeah, I'm definitely in heat. There's no other explanation. Can you help me take care of it? Like, right now? The more I look at you, the stronger the urges get. I don't want to risk doing something else to you that I'll regret. Fantastic. Put your arms around me and... babe. I feel that bulge in your pants. You're horny, too. That'll speed things up. Oh, babe. You smell so damn good. I'm gonna lift you up by your legs, okay? Are you comfortable? Good. Yeah. Keep grinding on me. Get that cock nice and hard. I'll be making real good use of it pretty soon. I'm setting you down now. Follow me to the bedroom. It's the perfect place for what I'm gonna do to you. Babe, stand in front of the bed. Okay, move a little more to the left for me. No, your left. All right, stay there. You like that? I figured I'd try pouncing on you for a change. Oh, you look so precious beneath my body. So vulnerable, just like a hellhound's prey should be. Take off your pants. Now. Good. A few more seconds and I would have torn them off. Now it's my turn to grind on you. Ugh. Oh, yeah. Rubbing my pussy on your shaft. Oh, it feels so fucking good. I could do this for hours. Days, even. Oh, fuck. I love hearing you moan. Do it again. And again. And again. Feel how wet my pussy's getting. Just sliding up and down, aching for your cock. Alright. That's enough. I need you inside me right now. Give me your legs. We're doing the Amazon. Yeah, I know we've never done it before, but if I'm gonna mate with you, I'm gonna do it properly, right? Yeah, just like that. Oh god, I'm so gonna fuck your brains out. When I'm done, you'll be nothing but a whimpering mess. Oh, you love this, don't you? Being dominated by a strong, sexy hellhound. Getting used like the slut that you are. Say it, baby. Tell me how much you love getting fucked. Oh, yeah. Music to my ears. Are you getting close? I'm not letting you go until you breed me. And not once, either. You're gonna fill me up several times. My body's craving your seed right now. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. Do it with me, baby. Shoot a huge load inside of me. Mark my fucking womb. Oh, fuck, yeah, baby. Come on, fill me up. Here we go. God damn. That was great. Oh, your cum feels warm in all the right places. How are you doing, babe? Do you need some water or a snack before we go again? Good. Neither do I. All I need right now is you. That first load was pretty huge. But I'll need a lot more before I'm satisfied. And your balls are still heavy, so I know you're good for it. My tits look nice, don't they? Bouncing up and down as I pound you into the mattress. Oh, that got you hard again real quick. If I didn't need to get bred so badly, I'd let you suck on them. Babe, you still doing okay? You getting sore at all? Well, let me know if I should slow down. I don't want to hurt you. Fuck, babe. My tail's going wild. It'll probably move faster the closer I get to. Oh, yeah, it sure is. Babe, those whimpers are so cute. Hearing them makes me want to hold you so tightly. I promise we'll cuddle after all this is over. Maybe even do some cuddle fucking. Oh, God, yeah. Fuck. I was already close, but feeling your cock twitch inside of me is pushing me to the edge. Oh, fuck, I'm ready for another load, baby. I'm so fucking ready. Pump me full of your seed. Pump a whole fucking litter into me. Just like that. Come on, twitch inside of me. Oh, fuck. Oh, wow. That was even better than the first time. I'm glad you've got the stamina for this. Most humans don't. Just one of the many reasons why I love you. So much warm cum in me. And yet it's still not enough. I need more, damn it. Please, tell me you can go another round. Tell me there's still some gas in that beautiful tank of yours. There is? And you're sure you don't want to break first? Not even a short one? All right, babe. You ask for it. Let me just... we've never gone 3 times in a row before. Humans don't go into heat, do they? Yeah, I didn't think so. You just want it that badly, don't you? Trust me, babe. The feeling's more than mutual. Oh, fuck, I'm getting sweaty. Oh, fuck. Oh, it doesn't matter, though. I can go all night long with you. Babe, I love you, too. I love your eyes, your smile, your chest. Oh, God, your cock, obviously. You're fucking perfect. Oh, hey, look into my eyes. They burn hot for you. You're mine, you understand? Nobody else's. You're my boyfriend, my mate. My everything. Fuck. Oh, God, I can't wait for you to knock me up. There's no one I'd rather have a child with. Can you feel my thighs shaking, babe? What do you think, babe? How would I look with a soft, round belly? You think I'd still be really sexy? Really? Oh, it just gets better and better with you, doesn't it? Oh, God, you're twitching again. Oh, fuck, I'm almost there, and you're twitching again. Oh, this is it, baby. Give it to me. Give me your fucking seed. Make this horny hellhound a mommy. Please. Ugh. Fuck. Fuck, shit, babe. Oh, look at my eyes. Feel my pussy clench around you. Ugh. Ugh. My pussy is filled to the brim. 10 out of 10 job on the breeding, babe. I don't care who or what they are. No creature could ask for a better lay than you. I think that's enough for tonight. I've still got energy, but I don't want to push you past your limits. Plus, your cum is barely staying inside me at this point. Come lie next to me. Yeah, I want to hold you in my arms. Your skin is so soft. Did you enjoy yourself? I obviously did, but your feelings matter a whole lot more. I'm glad to hear it. Don't worry about the sheets, babe. I'll change them in the morning. You know, I can't say this enough, but I really do love you. I've had a good feeling about you since the day we met, and it's only gotten stronger with time. No, I'm pretty sure I love you more. Babe, you're not gonna win this. You know why? Because I can just lick your face. You know as well as I do that licking means more to a hellhound than kissing does. It's the ultimate expression of love for us. We only do it to those that we want to mate with for life. I'll admit, though, kissing does have a certain charm to it. Maybe we'll call it a draw. So, you want to hop in the shower, or should we just call it a night? Fair enough. I didn't want to let go of you anyway. It's a good thing tomorrow's Saturday. No need to wake up early. We can kick back, relax, talk about the future, like the children we're going to have. I'm sure you'll make a great father. Anyway, let's get some sleep. Good night, babe.